Welcome into the Woods Podcast. Leading in with some grunge from Nirvana. Because it's a groggy day outside. Groggy. New weather. Groggy. Gray and foggy. Groggy. Groggy's a feeling, Ryan, you dumbass. Okay, whatever, dude. All right. There's a hair on the goddamn microphone. But yeah, it's gray and foggy out, so I decided to lead in with some sad, angry music. Because that's all those people from the grunge. I love grunge music, but man, are they insufferable. Like Eddie Vedder. Eddie Vedder, just always sad. Just never seems like he's having a good day. I could Google his net worth, and I'm sure it's $100 million. Oh, Ryan, the Google net worths are never accurate. I know, but you can't Google my net worth. So, there's your answer. If you can Google somebody's net worth, guess what? They have enough money to not always be in a bad mood. Ryan, are you saying you don't care about mental health? No, I'm just saying it would be a lot easier to be sad at $100 million than at the thousandaire status that I am. Because I will say, I am a thousandaire. But, you know, you get a little dicey if you start getting me into that five-figure status. So we become a little less liquid when you start talking five figs around here. So how's it going, everybody? I'm just drinking a little BioSteel sports drink. This one is the rainbow-colored one in support of Pride Month. It's a rainbow twist in support of Pride Month. It's not really in support of Pride Month. I'm sure it's just a flavor, but it says mindfully sealed with a plant-based cap. It's literally just a plastic cap, so it could just be plastic. I'm never going to... How is this plant-based? Hear that? It's plastic. How is it plant-based? I don't know. I'm not going to go. I'm not going to look it up. I don't care to find out. All I know is I feel like they can slap plant-based on everything nowadays. This is good for you and the environment. Recyclable plant-based cap. BPA pet-free. I'm sure it's BPA PET free. You know, it's crazy how my brain works, that public school brain. I read BPA out, but then I just said PET as in pet. I'm also pet free. People think you're a psychopath. Made from renewable materials. Reading out loud is a very tough thing. Apparently, a single has 10 calories. So that's what I got going on, man. I'm also pet-free, you know? And I feel like nowadays, telling somebody you don't want an animal or a pet is almost worse than telling them that you don't want kids. Not having kids seems to be way more accepted than not wanting a dog or a cat. I can't explain it. I don't know if it's this new psycho society we live in where, you know, people care about animals for some reason more than people. But, you know, that's all I got to say about that. I don't really have a... There's no real deep thought there. I'm just really tired of people telling me to get a fucking dog and take on a 15-year commitment. Can't you tell I'm already afraid of commitment? Huh? If you know me, why the hell would you think I want to take on a commitment like that? Well, Ryan, because you're still committed to doing this shitty podcast. Oh, okay. You know, that was rude that you had to do that to me. You know, you try to build a trust with somebody, and this, and our relationship as a podcaster / podcast listener seems to really be damaged for whatever reason. So, yeah, how was your guys' weekend, man? My weekend was pretty good. I was on my way home yesterday, and evidently there was this, like, motorcycle parade for fallen police officers or Back the Blue, you know how those people get. And I do back the police. Like, here's the funniest thing about the back the police, not to get political on your ass 5 minutes into this podcast. I back the blue, but can I also not back the blue into, like, killing people? Can I stop short of the backing the blue, killing people? That's kind of where I land there, you know? I don't want to get that twisted. I'm for the police, you know, being respected. But at the same time, can we have a middle ground where maybe they don't just get to lawlessly act a fool? Can that be a ground we make? That's all I have to say. There's two critically online human beings in this world now. Oh, Ryan, you're going to get deep on us, huh? Oh, yeah, I'm going to get deep on your ass. There's two people and two sides of people. It's the people that are honestly online too much, just criminally online. Like, such as the people who think everyone hates the police, and then the people who do hate the police. Like, defund the police. Like, when they actually talk about, like, maybe, I understand the premise of that, but they just want no police. They kind of want anarchy. And then there's the people who want police to, like, run, like a martial law state. So those people should really meet up and realize not everything happens on the internet. And if you, in a moment of, there was definitely a moment this weekend where I felt very old, where I felt very, like, this might be it for me, thought came over me, where I was on Twitter, which is the lamest way to start a story ever. I was on Twitter, and a little tweet came across that said, "Livy rizzes up baby Gronk on visit to LSU." And then there was memes, and then there was more tweets about it, and then I saw baby Gronk's dad getting involved with trying to get people to promote his kid, and it became this whole, you know, the tangled web we weave, where me, a 25-year-old man, was just absolutely having what many would consider a minor stroke, reading the headline, "Livy rizzes up baby Gronk on visit to LSU." And it really hit me that maybe I'm just done. Maybe it's come to the end of the road for me. Like a racehorse that needs to be put down, I think I've made it to the end. Because I read it and I giggled after I started looking into it, and then it got really weird with the dad, because evidently baby Gronk, when I first saw it, I thought baby Gronk was like 15 years old, right? Like 16 years old. And that was not the case. Baby Gronk is 10 years old. This is from Mail Online. And I'm not talking about the gender mail. I'm talking about the stuff you find in a box. Baby Gronk's dad is called out by Paige Sporanek, Taylor Lewan, and ESPN's Ashley Brewer for sliding into their DMs. Madden San Miguel, 10 years old, is tipped to become American football's next prodigy. His Instagram account, managed by his father, Jake, with 320,000 followers. Is that it? That's the end of the headline? The next bullet point is dailymail.com provides all the latest international news. Baby Gronk's dad has been called out by golf influencer Paige Sporanek, retired NFL offensive tackle Taylor Lewan, and ESPN's Ashley Brewer for sliding into their DMs, in quotes, on social media. Madden San Miguel, popularly, you know, for as long as I've been talking into a microphone, you think I could say better words. Popularly known as Baby Gronk, has been tipped to become American football's next prodigy due to the hype built around the 10-year-old's on social media. 10-year-old's father, Jake San Miguel, is trying to monetize all of this attention online. Jake should go to jail, and even once described himself as being pretty good at this internet stuff. When you have to say that, you're probably not. Referring to coming up with a variety of reach-out tactics to engage different media personalities in order to promote his son's brand further. Oh, Jesus. Baby Gronk was called out by Taylor Lewan because he was sending him DMs on Instagram, with the latter trying to get his son on Bussin' with the Boys podcast. Are you ever in Dallas, Tex? We got a collab. And then Paige Sporanek. Sporanek? Who knows? Who cares? Call me. You know what I mean? Yeah, so Baby Gronk is, to be honest with you, Baby Gronk, I saw him because he took a photo with Livy. And if you're unaware who Livy is, she is a social media influencer from LSU. I know this is all going over my head. I feel very stupid for talking about this as long as I have. But this guy is definitely sending his son down a path of just hell. His son is probably not going to be, if I had to take bets on it, probably not going to be the next American football prodigy. And if I had to really put bets on it, I would probably lose them because I'm a bad gambler. But if I could just talk about it, then I would probably say he's not going to make it to the NFL. And then the real issue here is that this guy's weird, this Jake San Miguel. I really want you to understand this is a 10-year-old boy. He has no idea what's going on. He does look a little bit older. He's probably on some substance, if I had to imagine. His hairline's all fucked up. And big of me to say that about a 10-year-old. Oh, Jesus, we're getting an ad. Oh, God, it's in my ears. How do I shut it off? Holy cow, trying to use technology is hard. But yeah, so evidently, Baby Gronk, Livy. You know, rizzed up Livy Dunn, you know? He might be the new Drip King. She captioned her tweet with the double woof. After this is Ashley, whatever her name, Ashley Brewer, sorry. But yeah, I've also slid into Paige Spranick's DMs, and it went about as well as it did for Baby Gronk's dad. So we have that in common. I've never slid in Paige's DMs, but I would, you know, if you know what I mean. So that's that. That was what made me feel pretty old this weekend. I'm not going to lie. Because then I went to, then on Friday we went to Pride Night at the Guardians Stadium. And going to Pride Night at the Guardians Stadium, and I got a little Pride flag and I'll put the photo, you know, up or whatever. The funny thing about Pride Night at the Guardians Stadium is it was just like any other baseball game. They just had some Pride facts throughout the night, like when, in 1970, there was like some radio show that was doing it for the gays or whatever. And I have to admit, there was one thing I noticed about going to Pride Night at the Guardian Stadium. A lot of well-groomed and well-dressed fashionable people. That's the thing about you gays. Is that okay if I call you that? Because you guys are well-dressed. You guys know my theory. There's always one at every wedding that's always got to outshine everybody with being able to fucking dance, always dressed really, like, so much better than me, his clothes actually fit, and, you know, they show up, and they just dress better, they smell better, they don't seem like, my sideburns always seem to just be a little bit off, one seems to be further than the other, like having a bigger ear than the other, you know, one of my ears is bigger than the other. There's always one, man. There's always one, just ready to one-up you at a wedding. And they are just, they're fashionable people. They always seem to match their shoes, match their outfits. Their outfits match, they have like the jewelry to match their glasses, match their outfit. They have a perfectly, you know, open jacket. Like their jacket is just open enough where it looks like it's on purpose, but also not on purpose at the same time. And that's the craziest part about it. So, I didn't really mind going to Pride Night. You know, I did have to kiss a guy on my way in, which I thought was really weird. No, I'm joking. I do think that's funny. There's definitely guy out there who's like, I'm not going to that gay baseball game. Oh, what are they going to make me do? Kiss a guy? Are they going to make me... They're going to make me take my pants down at the gate before I go in. No, I have been randomly searched, though, at the Guardians games. I think they're checking to make sure I have enough money to spend at the concession stand when I'm getting patted down at the security gate. What they do to people... Now, I know this is going to sound like I'm broke and I have no money and I'm a broke boy and blah, blah, blah. But every time I go to a baseball game or any sporting event for that matter, and I just want to get a drink to enjoy the game with, if I go up there and I order two drinks, one for me and one for my lovely lady, I just want you to know that I am going to have to take out a personal loan to pay for these. When they ring up two 16-ounce drinks and I look at the price and then they have the audacity to ask me for a tip when they just robbed me, it'd be like somebody comes into your house, steals your stuff, and then holds up the tip thing, the iPad that they show you at this stupid, all these stores. I will literally go and buy two 16-ounce beers or seltzers, whatever it is that we are going to have. And it'll cost me $30. And then they have the audacity to have a little tip option. And they even give you the one that makes you feel the worst. 0%. They have 0, 15, and 20. And I'm surprised that that 0% button isn't worn out at this point. How the hell are you going to rob somebody at a concession stand and then go, do you want to leave a tip? For what? I feel like I was just used. I feel gross walking away from the concession stand. Like, I just paid $30 for these. I could buy a 12-pack, two 12-packs for $30. Ryan, you just sound broke. No, I just sound angry because I'm trying to go to these games and I want to enjoy it. I want to have a good time because there's all here in Cleveland, it was all a big joke because we used to have 5-cent beer night. Now, I mean, the people that bought 5-cent beer. Here we go. We're going to do some math. Where's my calculator app on this godforsaken computer? You have updates. Do you want to install them tonight? I don't know. Just do them. Why are you asking? 0.5. Wait, shouldn't I do 30? 30 divided by 0.5. 60. Ryan, oh wow, now that sounds bad. That was my public school showing through. It's literally just 30, you know. I mean, okay, here's what I'm saying. Is it for those two beers, you could have bought 60. Okay? You could have bought 60 beers on 5-cent beer night for the amount I paid for two. And that's called inflation. Or robbery. Inflation is robbery. All right. Relax. As I take off my plant-based cap. Mindfully sealed with a plant-based cap. Really? So all these companies with their goddamn environmental stuff are so congratulatory. Yeah, actually, it's a plant-based glue. We're eventually going to run out of plants. Don't you hate that when you're arguing with when somebody you know? I remember it was really cold on Christmas, and I was talking to my grandpa. Ugh, I hate throwing him under the bus like this. I think it's 2 weeks in a row. But he's like, what about that global warming? Because it was cold out. I'm like, yeah, it can be cold sometimes. And you can just sit there. You can either go two routes there. You can agree, like I do, like a coward. Or you can argue and say global warming is about a trend and, weather over a specific time period and long period of time and the patterns and blah, blah, blah. And I'm not going to explain that to him. He doesn't give a shit. Just like he wouldn't give a shit about baby Gronk rising up Livy or whatever the fuck happened. God, that story made me feel bad, man. That made me feel bad about myself. You know what else made me feel bad about myself? What's that, Ryan? Most things? Looking in the mirror? Yeah. Yeah. I know. You didn't have to be personal about it. I feel like every time I go to talk today, you guys are just being really mean. It's no fun. I'm just trying to drink my mindfully sealed with a plant-based cap BioSteel. Drink BioSteel, not sugar. You'd think BioSteel is paying me for the way I just read the fucking can here. They should pay me. I'm hashtag team BioSteel. Return for a refund where applicable. Is that still a thing? In this economy? Are they still giving out money for this shit? It's a bad business model. But yeah, what made me feel bad this weekend is I was watching TV, as I do, and it was just talking about how you get stuff for, you know, in genetics. I was watching TV, it was like this commercial. It's like, oh, my mom gave me, you know, these blue eyes. My dad gave me this full head of hair. And my dad gave me this hitchhiker's thumb, and his thumb was all weird. And then some woman's like, yeah, and also our parents and our genetics can give us breast cancer. Why? What? You might have the breast cancer gene in your body right now. Go get it checked out with a doctor. And it was some ad for breast cancer or whatever. I mean, all I have in my notes is breast cancer ad, but I just remembered it was about genetics, and I was flabbergasted, to be honest. Flabbergasted, word of the day. Word of the day. Play the word of the day sounder, producer man. Ryan, you have a producer? Yep, you're talking to him. It's me. You know what else made me feel bad? Or made me mad, actually. What's that, Ryan? Did you finally see below your belt? Oh, jeez, guys. This is all really... These are all really childish jokes you're making at my expense. No, what ended up happening, and what made me feel and mad and upset, is I saw a video from Grant Cardone, and, Grant Cardone, if you're unaware who that is, he's one of these Gary Vee types. He's kind of just, you know, let me search him up here. Grant Cardone, he's one of these Gary Vee type authors, business people, you know, guys who tells you that you need to be making, that you can make $20 million or something. You can 10x your business, blah, 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 blah. He apparently has a portfolio of assets worth over $4 billion. He's married to Elena Lyons. 49 years old. He's 65. That reminds me of, who's that, Al Pacino, just having a kid, 79? That's fucked up. He should go to jail. He's 83. Is that real? Is Al Pacino really 83 years old? Be dead ass with me right now. Guys, are you being dead ass with me? No cap. On God. Are you serious? Does he have a kid? Who is that guy? Al Pacino, 83. Refuses to talk about pregnant girlfriend, 29, while out with 22-year-old son. Oh. Okay, in this scenario, the Grant Cardone thing is no longer important. In the Al Pacino scenario, where he's 83 and has a 29-year-old woman pregnant, who's more creepy? Is it Al Pacino for being 83 and somehow defying biology where he can still, good for him, but also, what the hell? Or two, is she weird and creepy because she is willing to bang this man and do it? Al Pacino brushed off questions about his soon-to-be-born fourth child. It's kind of a miracle. While out with his 22-year-old son, Anton, the Godfather star looked exhausted. Well, he's fucking 83! Ahead of his upcoming baby's birth. Well, no wonder he's about to be a new dad, as he attended a Los Angeles movie theater to watch Transformers. What? He looks rough, man. Pacino refused to answer when a photographer, well, leave him alone, asked about the relationship status with his third baby mama, Nor Alfala, who's currently 8 months pregnant. Even if Al Pacino... Even if Al Pacino was to live, oh, okay, so he says, sources close to Pacino slammed the rumors that he doesn't believe the child was his and is demanding a DNA test. calling the speculation complete and utter BS. They also claimed the Once Upon a Time in Hollywood actor could not be happier about the news. Okay, well, I just want to know, like, she dated Rolling Stones frontman Mick Jagger? Holy cow. What has she got going on? Look this lady up. We are going to her right now. Yep, we're Googling. She's on Instagram. We're going to her Instagram because that's where all the goodies are. Cancel. I don't want to sign in. I just want to gander. Oh, wow. Okay. That's my computer. My computer is telling you that she's pretty hot, huh? Because this thing's about to blow up. Jeez Louise. Computer's about to have a conniption. Anywho, this thing's about to blow. I got to get out of here, dude. Honestly, even if Al Pacino lives to 100 years old, his kid won't be graduated from high school. He's basically doomed this child. These two people have doomed this child. This is wrong. He's not even going to know. That child will die. He will die before that child even knows what death is. Or if it's, you know, bad enough timing, right when that child figures it out. Oh my goodness. At least he'll have a good life, I guess. I mean, will he? Oh, that makes me feel bad. My computer gets ready to burn a hole in my stupid desk here, my L-shaped desk. I think I'm doing something in this room. You know, it doesn't make me sick. It just makes me feel uneasy. And I don't feel bad for those people, you know? They took that risk. She's 29 years old. She's mingling with the stars. I mean, she honestly, I mean, it's not like his thought process probably, hey, look, I don't have live rounds in the chamber. You know, the old Alec Baldwin. He didn't think he had live rounds in the chamber. He was going in there. She probably got on top. You know, he's probably not on top anymore. You know what I mean? At 83, do you think he's doing much pounding away? A lot of jackhammering? No, he's probably just, she probably just gets on there, works him to death. He probably hyperventilates and they get off. Oh, I didn't want to give you that visual. What a perfect spot to end the podcast on, huh? Feel bad for that kid. Probably have a better life than me at that point. Maybe not. You know, maybe I'll take that away. But anyways, I'll talk to you guys later this week because I'm actually going to try to get a live podcast with Dana, our reaction, the Eras Tour, Taylor Swift, hopefully live from a hotel room in Pittsburgh that I paid way too much for. One last message for Taylor Swift. I need to get a blue crew neck. That's my D-Day mission. That's my Normandy, Operation Overlord. And Taylor Swift, this concert better be worth it for the amount of money that I spent on this hotel room. That's all I have to say. If it's not, I might have to break off our romance. Follow me at the links below. Email me. Talk to you next week. Love you guys. Bye.